Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell him it's time to stop begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And we'll probably get to this story next week. But I love how he immediately went from money to Messiah. He asked people for money, but when Jesus showed up, his desire changed. Praise God. Verse 48, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. They got loud, and so he got louder. The Bible says he cried the more a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. We're talking in our third session tonight on tuning out the noise. I want you to turn to your neighbor and do something that is still so annoying, even from grade school. Just shush them. Shh. All right, you may be seated. Last week, we left off talking about how we need to focus our hearing. Not just focus our sight, but focus our hearing. We're going to talk tonight about discovering the difference between hearing and listening. Bartimaeus was blind, but his hearing still worked because he never saw Jesus first. He heard him first. He heard what Jesus. There's a lot of time, church, and if I could pause right here and make this point, there's a lot of times you're going to hear Jesus before you see Jesus. You're going to hear the word of God before you see what the word of God is going to produce in your life. We're going to talk about the power of the mute button, the power of selective hearing, and what to do when you can't control the volume. Very quickly, to bring everybody into this series, into the third week, the enemy will use the volume or the noise around you or in you to drown out the voice of God from being heard. But I want to encourage you tonight from the very onset and tell you that God is always speaking. God is always talking. He is always, whether it is a talk through his spirit, and God's spirit is talking to the spirit that now dwells in us as believers, or whether it's through his 66 books in the Bible and his written word. You say, I can't hear God talking, then just open up your Bible, because that's God's word and he'll start talking to you. Spend a little time in prayer and you'll start hearing the voice of God. But sometimes we have to lean in to the voice and lean into Jesus because it is a still small voice. We talked about how Elijah was out of position. He was hiding in a cave simply because he could not hear the voice of God. Some of us, I believe, are out of position in May of 2022 just because we have not heard the voice of God. And we are listening to other people, and we are listening to others give their own advice on what we should do and where we should go. But I want to encourage you, they might be well-meaning, but they could be misguided. The only time you should listen to people is when they are confirming what God has already spoken to you. What God's word is already, the direction he's leading you in. That still small voice gave Elijah two things. It gave him encouragement and direction. Whenever you tune out the noise, or you tune out them, or you turn down the noise, you are able to hear God's word encourage you. Elijah found out in that moment he was not alone. And I loved what Jaden said, encouraging those that maybe do not feel valued tonight, or maybe you feel forgotten tonight. I want to let you know that you are not alone, that God sees you, that God hears you, that God loves you, and that God is still ready and willing to do and work in your life if you will allow him to. It also gave Elijah direction, where to go from where he was. You know, one of the greatest things in our life is when we are able to celebrate victories. How many of you, God has done something great in your life that you were able to celebrate? How many of you have ever had those moments, those celebratory moments where you spent time thanking God for what he just did, only to not know what your next move was going to be? See, I want God to encourage me, and I want God to let me know that I'm not by myself, and I want to have those moments where the Goliaths of my life are slain, but I also want to know, all right, God, that victory is behind me, and I'm grateful for what you just did, but where do we go? Where do I go from here? And so The still small voice of God, when you tune out the noise, will give you encouragement and it will give you direction. The still small voice of God in Elijah's life released three things: authority. It released the prophetic and it released a double portion. We left off last session talking about the first thing: we must focus our hearing. Focus means concentrating one's attention. It means a sustained concentration. ADHD ravages our young people. Attention deficit disorder. ADD. I remember growing up, and I know that ADD is real, but as a young person, all of us have a little ADD. But some of us are young in our faith. And I'm not talking about numbers, I'm talking about maturity. And some of us have ADD in the spirit. You know how I know that? Because we can't get through 90 minutes of church without checking Instagram, without running through emails. We're not talking about concentrated for the worship song or concentrated for a 25-minute message. We are talking about, God, when I leave this room tonight, I still want to hear your voice, and I am concentrated on seeing your face. I'm concentrated on Thursday morning to still hear that voice, to still feel the presence that I felt in worship last night. I'm concentrated that no matter what happens, when everything's good, I'm concentrating on you. But when everything's bad, God, I'm still concentrated on you. Some new material: the three enemies of that focusing of our hearing. Number one is distraction. The enemy will use so many things to distract you. Isn't it amazing that when you make it a point to start praying, distractions show up? Isn't it amazing that when you start doing something good? How many of you have ever started a diet and then you're invited to your favorite place for lunch? As God is my witness, I have started so many eating right seasons of my life on Monday morning only to find out that somebody brought donuts that day. And I'm in the church, the devil is a liar, and I got to repent because I downed half a dozen before lunch and still go to lunch. And after you've downed half a dozen, you still go to lunch, you say, well, there's always next Monday. We're easily distracted. I shared this with the young people on Saturday night, and I want to drop this, and I hope I say it like I said it then. It is amazing how easily we are distracted when we start doing good or we start doing God things. But isn't it amazing that we're never distracted when we're on Instagram thumbing through? Isn't it amazing that when we're on our fifth show of binge watching one night in Netflix, we're not distracted? But you can read three verses in Psalms and get distracted in the first 2 minutes. You say, why is that? God dropped this truth bomb on me this past week. He said, you're never distracted when you're already being distracted by a distraction. Why would the enemy try to distract you when you're already distracted? And so a lot of us have distractions that are robbing us. And sometimes, can I just make it real plain here today? Sometimes distraction is not sin. Sometimes distraction is just busybodies. It's just putting yourself out there and you're spreading yourself too thin and you're trying to do this, this, and this, and you're trying to be super mom or super dad or superwoman or superman, and God is saying you are you're average at many things, but you have not mastered one. I want to encourage people in the room and watching online tonight, do not allow the distractions, whether they are sent by the adversary or whether they're just life. Life happens, but don't let it steal your concentration hearing the voice of God and seeing what God wants to do in your life. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, no more distractions. Number two, the second enemy of your focus on hearing the voice of God is simply a lack of discipline. Well, God never speaks to me. No, you never pray. Let's say it the right way. Well, God never speaks to me. No, you come to church once every 6 weeks. Well, God never speaks to me. No, you never fast. Well, God never speaks to me. No, you never open his word. Well, God never speaks to me. No, God is always speaking. Please take that phrase out of your life, because when you tell us that God is not speaking and the heavens are closed above you, what you are really saying is I'm not doing what I need to do to position myself to hear from God, because sometimes God is talking to me so fast, I got to say, God, slow it down. I'm writing as quick as I can. I'm downloading as quick as I can. We've got to be disciplined on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday to say, hey, I'm not going to Living Way, but God is still good. God is still speaking. God is still faithful. God is still casting vision. And I want to be sure I hear it. How many of you can attest to the fact that the greatest things you've heard from God have not been in a church building? The greatest revelations that God has deposited in my life were not on a Sunday morning, not on a Wednesday night. It was just on an idle Friday afternoon, driving down the highway, and boom, God dropped something in my spirit. It happened in these last 2 or 3 weeks. God has given me 2 series that I can't wait to preach. It'll probably be sometime this year, maybe next year, but one I believe is going to revolutionize this church. And I don't want to preach it before that thing has had time to marinate and God has had time to deal with me on all the little idiosyncrasies that are collected in it. But God speaks to me all the time. Sometimes I'm too busy to hear because of a lack of discipline. Sometimes I'm not disciplined to clear the room. How many times did Jesus show up and say, all right, you out. You get out. You're too noisy. You're too emotional. You're crying. You're a basket case. I need the room cleared. You say, why does he clear the room? Oh, he clears the room for a lot of reasons. They're fearful people. They're faithless people. But a lot of times they're just too noisy. You get around hysterical people, you've got to quiet them down. We say things like, breathe. We give them a paper bag. Why? Because as long as they're worked up, they are undisciplined. As long as they're undisciplined, they're never going to be able to hear the voice of God like God wants them to hear it. And finally, actually, let me make this point. The difference between a follower of Jesus and a disciple of Jesus, you know, the word disciple comes from, that's where we get our word discipline. So the difference between a follower and a disciple is a focused follower of Jesus. There are a lot of followers, but they're not focused. The Bible says many times, and they follow Jesus no more. They weren't disciplined. They got caught up in the resurrection of Lazarus. They got caught up in Jesus producing gold coins in fish's mouth, and it was exciting for a moment, but they were not disciplined. Can you follow Jesus in between miracles? Can you follow Jesus in between resurrections? Say, what does that mean? You know what's in between resurrection, right? Death. Can you follow Jesus in the valley of the shadow of death? And the third thing that is an enemy of your focus are the delays. When things do not happen fast enough, it steals our focus. We can be focused that God is going to do it. I believe God is going to do it. We can stand in an altar, and I believe in that moment in faith, say, God, I know you're going to do this. God, I know you're healing my marriage. God, I know you're bringing my children home. God, I know that this cancer, but when we don't receive it by midnight, when a week goes by, or we go to the doctor's office and you say, test me again, and they say nothing's changed, you might be delayed, but you are not denied in Jesus' name. But don't let the timing of God steal your focus. God, I want it done on Wednesday night, but if it takes till June, I'll still worship you. I'll still follow you. I'll still serve you. God, if I'm still waiting in 2023, you are still good. You are still great. You are still greatly to be praised. Our number two objective to tuning out the noise is discovering the difference between hearing and listening. Many people hear, but they do not listen. God dropped this on me today, and I had to go back and add it to my notes as I was reflecting and refreshing what we were going to share tonight. And this was a big one for me, is most people on the face of this earth, almost 8 billion of us, most people don't hear God. They don't even hear them. And then you take the minority of us that hear God, most of us that hear God don't listen to God. So out of 8 billion people, let's just say that a billion of us hear God. I don't know what the statistic is now, but I'm sure it is well over 2 or maybe 3 billion people now profess to be Christians. That means that they have heard God at some point. But I can't say that 3 out of every 8 people I know or see listen to God. I hope on a Wednesday night that you didn't come out here to just hear him. I hope that you fought traffic. I hope that even after the long day at work, even after whatever you've got going on in your life, you said, I'm going to the house of God because I'm going to get in the presence of God. I'm going to worship God in spirit and in truth. But I believe God is going to speak something to me today. And I'm not just going to take notes. I'm not just going to say, man, listen to what God told me. I'm going to listen to what he says, because what he says tonight has an impact on my tomorrow. What he imparts in me tonight has an impact on my June. And so God, I hear you loud and clear, but more than just hearing you and the vibrations inside of my ear, God, I am listening intently to what you say, because what you say has an impact now on what I do. Discover the difference between hearing and listening. Hearing defined means the ability of the ear to receive sound. Most of us do not have that problem. We hear. But listening is defined completely different. Listening means to give attention with the ear for the purpose of understanding. God convicted me with this point this week. God convicted me with this point this week. He said, Brandon, how many times did you hear me say something and you tried to listen to gain understanding because it was too complex and you didn't understand it, you just walked away? How many times in prayer have we talked to God and God has been talking to us, but because our flesh didn't receive it, or because we weren't spiritually mature enough yet to understand it, we just said, well, God, that's above my pay grade. God, that goes over my head. And we just went back to life as usual. I'm here to tell you, if God is speaking tonight, you can not only hear him, but you've got to dig in and say, now, God, I heard you, but now I'm listening. I'm giving you my full attention so that I'm sure that I can do what you have called me to do. There's many times I remember raising my kids where I would tell them to do something and I would say, you understand me? And they would say yes, only to find out later on that day they heard me and they nodded their head, but they didn't understand me. I could tell they didn't understand me because the task was done wrong or left undone. Can I encourage you that when you pray to God, church, and you hear what God is saying, when God says, do you understand? If you don't understand, say, God, I need 5 more minutes. I need to ask you some questions. God, there's some things that I need to make sure I understand, but because before I leave this house today, I need me to be on the same page with you. And so I want to encourage you, if you don't understand the word of God, get some accountability in your life. Get some mentoring in your life. Find a version of the Bible that speaks to you that you understand as a new believer. But understand this, just because you're in church, just because you're hearing the preacher preach, you might hear it and it might be hitting your ear, but just because you hear doesn't mean you understand what God is saying. We hear, but do we listen? Another definition of listen is to pay attention, to heed, to obey. Sometimes God knows we didn't listen, but because of our lack of obedience, and our lack of obedience is shown up by a lack of fruit. If we are not producing fruit, church, it's because we have not listened to the voice of God, not because you didn't hear him. I planted 12 trees in my front yard. And when I say I planted them, I did not plant them. I paid to have them planted. But just because they were planted doesn't mean they're going to grow. Just because the hole was dug and they were put in doesn't mean anything. But I made sure when I bought them that someone told me. I made sure that the team of people who came out and planted them, I was standing right there having conversation. Now, what do I need to do to give these trees the best chance at not surviving? See, some of us are still in survival mode coming out of COVID and coming out of all of these things. But I didn't ask, hey, what's the thing I got to do so they don't die? I said, what do I need to do to make sure they grow strong and healthy and fast? And everything they told me to do, I did. I don't have a green thumb. I don't know what I'm doing. But everything they told me to do, every 3.5 days, I do it. And those trees have grown already 2 or 3 feet tall. They've already got big blooms and blossoms on them. There's new leaves. Why? Not because I know what I'm doing, but because I listen to those people that know what they're doing. I am here to tell you, nothing that we face, nothing that we are going through, God has not left you on your own. I am here to tell you, I don't know how to live life. I don't know how to be successful, but I'm tied to the one. And so when I don't know, God, what do I need to do? What do I need to do to make sure that my life thrives? My marriage thrives. Matthew 11, verse 15, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus said, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. This is as far as we'll get tonight, these next two portions of scripture, because you talk about eye-opening. Matthew chapter 13, verse 9, whoever has ears, let them hear. This is Jesus talking. The disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to the people in parables? Why do you speak to the people in parables? He replied, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom have been given to you, but not to them. He said, because everybody is hearing, but not everybody is listening. On a Wednesday night, I hope you get this. God said, the word of God, anybody can get a Bible. Anybody can open the app. Why do you speak in parables? Why does it seem so difficult? God said, because everybody who hears doesn't deserve the blessing that comes only when you listen, you heed, you receive, and you obey the word of God. Can I tell you, that is why somebody sitting to your left can receive a life-transforming word tonight, and somebody on your right can shake their head and go home the same way. Why? Because when the word of God starts being released and unleashed, there's a decision that everybody in the room and online has to make. And listen, it's not, is this word for you? Every word is for the believer. It's either what not to do or what to do. It's to encourage or chastise, but to build us. And so I am here to tell you today, do not just become hearers. He's speaking, he's moving, he's doing things, but don't just be a hearer, be a listener. And so you lean in to the parables that Jesus speaks. Verse 12, whoever has will be given more. Oh, that's hard to preach. Whoever has will be given more. That right there, I'm not even going to say that. Thank you, Jesus. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. You said that doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, you're right. You're hearing. Well, I don't agree with that. You don't, because you're hearing. See, everything that's preached, you should like in the flesh. There's some things that should just make you shake your head and say, no, I'm going to have to go home and pray about that one. I'm going to have to do a deep dive on that one. And I want you to do that. Why? Because that means now you're listening and not just hearing. This, he said, is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear. And then he goes on to say, or understand. And them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, you will be ever hearing but never understanding. I want to encourage you in this place. to never fall in the latter category another day in your life. That God, if I'm going to invest 15 minutes of Bible reading, I want to understand what I'm reading. If I'm going to go to church two or three times a week, I want your word to transform, to surgically prepare my life. I don't want to hear to hear. I want to hear to understand. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. What's worse, being blind or closing your eyes and you choosing to be blind? What's worse, being deaf or refusing to hear? God is speaking to people today, and God is waking up those that have slumbered and says, the last few weeks, few months, maybe few years, I have been talking, but you have not been listening. And I've come to help him shake you awake tonight. I've come to help somebody in this room that has been stuck in a rut with your Bible reading and your devotion and your studying. You've been stuck in a rut of worship because you thought God was just wanting to hear from you. But I've got news for you. If worship is a one-way street, you're doing it wrong, because when the blessing, when the worship goes up, the presence of God, the favor of God comes down. When I worship, I'm telling him how good he is, but his presence invades the atmosphere and invades my life. Praise team, if you'll come. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, I would heal them. Listen to what he's saying. Otherwise, he said, if they would listen instead of just hear, if they'd have vision instead of just seeing, he said, I would turn their hearts. I would heal them. Could it be that your healing, your breakthrough, your miracle, the thing that you've been praying for, God has been talking to you first, and you've been looking, but you haven't been listening? See, there's a lot of people that come to church to look, but they don't come to church to listen. And God is saying, before I show you, I want to tell you. Because what I tell you is going to have, you're going to have faith for all. Oh, listen to this. If God shows you before he tells you, it doesn't take faith. But if he whispers it to you before you see it physically in front of you, it is going to take faith. And so a lot of us are waiting for God to heal, waiting for God to prosper, waiting for God to show up, and we're saying, God, I need you. And God is saying, I hear every one of your prayers, but before I can show you, I'm going to tell you. But we're looking instead of listening. Some of us are caught in that sleep that comes before the REM sleep. That sleep that your eyes are closed, but you can still hear. You hear things going on around you. You're just enough awake that you hear it, but you're not enough awake to do something about what you're hearing. I want to encourage you tonight, church. And I know this is some heavy teaching tonight, but some of us, COVID put us to sleep. Some of us, the world is rocking us right now. Just like that toddler that you used to take pictures of and videos of when their eyelids get so heavy, and they're nodding off. Some of us have been nodding off. God is saying, hey, Elijah, we've got work to do. Hey, Elijah, you're not alone. We've got work to do. Hey, Elijah, there's kings you need to crown. There's mantles that need to be shared. There's a world that needs transformation. There's a generation that needs to be changed. And maybe that is too broad for you. Elijah, your marriage is too valuable for you to walk out on now. Wake up those that slumber. I'm talking to you, and I'm going to tell you things right now that can change your marriage. Come on, Elijah. Your children are on the line, but you've allowed the world to rock you to sleep. But God is saying, wake up, wake up, wake up. I'm talking to you.